With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Newly confirmed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is promising to bring major changes to the military. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On his first full day of work at the Pentagon, Hegseth said more executive orders are coming. He said President Trump would be removing DEI from the military and reinstating thousands of troops who were kicked out for refusing COVID vaccines during the pandemic. The new secretary said, "Our job is lethality and readiness and warfighting, and we are going to hold people accountable." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal Reserve policymakers meet this week amid growing pressure from President Trump. The president has demanded lower interest rates. The U.S. Central Bank is widely expected to leave its benchmark borrowing rate unchanged. Also at SRNNews.com, an investor seeks to quash U.S. Steel nippon deal after taking stake in the U.S. steelmaker.
Ancora Holdings Group said Monday it is opposed to U.S. Steel's agreement with Nippon and believes that the company's board and CEO have prioritized getting the deal done because they stand to receive more than $100 million if it goes forward. Earlier this month, Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Biden administration decision to block Nippon's proposed $15 billion acquisition of the Pittsburgh company, citing national security. Julie Walker, New York.
The frenzy over an artificial intelligence chatbot made by Chinese tech startup DeepSeek was upending stock markets and fueling debates over the economic and geopolitical competition between the U.S. and China in developing AI technology. The tech-heavy NASDAQ has been down nearly 3.5%, losing 658 points. The Dow is up 200. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. Teacher unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in classrooms and end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. GOP lawmakers argue that with their liberal bias, the unions are unfit to represent teachers with conservative views. This is SRN News. Remarks made during today's Holocaust remembrances ranged from cautionary to dismissive. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Members of the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorist organization are the new Nazis, according to the Israeli prime minister. His comments came as the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau was marked worldwide. Survivors of the Holocaust become fewer every year, with the largest number, some 123,000, living in Israel. In Germany, a Hamas sparked outrage for attending a far-right rally and urging Germans to move beyond Holocaust guilt. The Media Line's Simcha Pascha reports the chairman of Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial called Musk's behavior an insult to victims and a threat to democracy. Irish President Michael Higgins faced backlash for politicizing his speech. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.